Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
How are you doing, Chief?
Year six for you, how are you feeling, and what can you differentiate from other training camps?
Year six for me, I feel young still, even though I'm not old, but like, yeah. But I feel more experienced. I'm just glad to be back out here, you know, being around my guys and being around the coaches, and the atmosphere feels different, smells different. Probably be popcorn right now, but it smells different.
How's it feel different?
Just like I said, you know, just experience, and the guys, like, I don't know, it's like our guys got more pep in their step. Like, I don't know if it's year six for me and I'm just realizing it. Because, you know, Ravens always play fast, but it's like, it's different now. Just different.
It's a slow ramp up, obviously, with the offense, but just early impressions of what you see and what you've been calling out there, what you like, things like that.
Right now, I feel like it's a slow ramp up. It's, well, not really. I feel like it's been going pretty fast. Our guys, you know, they're dialing in the playbook. Look like they learned more all season. Well, during the all season with that little month off or whatever after minicamp, like our guys came back ready and everyone looked explosive. So I say it's fast, not really slow.
What did you get with that the workout sessions with Zay and OBJ down
the range? So those guys, I feel like those guys are ready. I knew they was gonna come in ready. Zay, his new name is Joystick because how he be moving out there so swift and making stuff happen. His new name is Joystick. We're going to call him Joystick, not Z.
Come on, who's more dangerous in open field than you or Z?
We have our moments, I'm going to say, because I'm going to get just like him out there.
Come on, you look at your office, you see Odell, and you see Z.
Yep.
More respect. Like, what goes through your mind?
Just get these guys the ball and let them do them. You know, we got the guys who are going to make stuff happen, get Yak after the catch. That's all. Only thing goes to my head is just get them the ball and just let them do them.
How do you feel like it paid off from the offseason program to you guys working out in Florida to seeing it sort of in action here today?
I feel like it paid off a lot. Just learning chemistry, learning those guys' speed, and, you know, they learning my pass velocity on the ball and, you know, the timing and knowing where to be at and stuff like that. I feel like it paid off a lot.
Lamar, with the new offense, did you prepare physically anything different in the offseason because maybe using different skills and what you've been using in the past at all?
No, not really. I just had to learn the terminology of the offense and just learn it without using the wristband because Coach Monken, he want to call it and haul it, and that's what it's been so far.
Lamar, you mentioned you just doesn't feel like almost like a ramp-up. Do you feel a sense of urgency to get more plays off and to be quicker and everything, the offense to be quicker just in between plays and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, the season's right around the corner. You know, a month away, and it's right here. So I feel like the faster we go, the more quicker we'll learn, and that's what it's about right now.
So talking about getting the ball in your playmaker's hands faster, do you get a feeling that there's less on your shoulders that you have to make a play, and that, you know, you can get it to your playmakers and they can make a play? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I never thought I had pressure on my shoulders. You know, I always felt like we had guys who gonna make things happen. You know, they just need the opportunity. And right now, Coach Monken being here, he letting the guys, you know, just freelance and let them do them. And that's what it's about. Like I said, just getting them the ball and letting them do them. You should see magic happen.
So, Lamar, do you expect not to wear the wristbands here?
I'm not going to say that. I'm saying for right now, beginning the training camp. But, you know, I don't know how the playbook might get, you know, longer throughout the process. So we'll see.
Hey, Laura, I know it's only day one, but how long until you and Odell and Joystick test Marlon on the outside?
Okay, you learn fast. So you say test who?
Test Marlon outside one-on-one.
I mean, you know, it's day one, so, you know, when
day one.
I bet they are. You know, our fans pumped. We got the best crowd. We got the best fan base. But we're going to see, man. It's going to happen. Probably going to be this week.
Lamar, what were some things that you did to better understand the playbook and the new system between minicamp and now, other than just study? Like, did you test yourself or anything? Like, how did you?
I had to study. And then just saying the plays out loud, saying them in my mind, turn the page, say the play, and then go back and see if I'm right, correct on the play, just learning the routes on the play, stuff like that.
Does it feel more simplified, the system, than before? At the moment?
I mean, the old system, when we had G-Ro, it was simple. So I wouldn't say that. It was both. You just got to learn it, you know, to make it simple. I wouldn't just say one's harder than the other.
Lamar, the running backs got a lot of passes today and have during the mini camp. Is
there more of an emphasis in dump offs to the backs in this offense?
Just going through your progression. You know, sometimes it'd be a lot of yards when the back get the ball because, you know, linebackers might drop coverage or our running back's just that elusive.
Lamar, what's it like when you see a guy like Odell Beckham Jr.? You watched him from afar, kind of.
And yeah,
you're
yeah.
Actually throwing passes to him. How does that feel?
It feels great. Odell is a household name. He built that on his own, and it speaks for itself. We seen that out the other day.
Yeah. Is there a confidence just because his ability to always make even the toughest of catches? Yeah. Is there a confidence level when you throw the ball that kind of like – have that feeling that he's going to come, any way possible, he's going to come down with it?
Absolutely. He just gave me a lot of confidence because, you know, during the offseason, he was like, man, if you throw it anywhere in my perimeter, it's not going to be an interception. I'm going to do my best to slap it down, make the tackle, whatever, break it up. But most likely, I'm going to make the catch. And that's what I like to hear.
Lamar, have you talked to J.K. Dobbins at all about his situation and how excited are you to get him back down?
Oh, no, I haven't talked to him about the situation, but I'm very excited. You know, J.K. is J.K. I know he's going to work his tail off and can't wait to be out here.
First day of training camp, there's always like optimism and energy and a lot of hope. When you look at this year's team, when you guys run out there and take part in this year's, you know, first practice, what do you see?
I see a bunch of guys running around, happy, happy to be back in the building. Guys just pumped for the season because I know I am. And that's what I like to see from my guys, so that's all I see.
Lamar, in this new offense, do you have a different role in terms of your ability to call more audibles, make changes at the line than you did in the past?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's pretty much what Coach Todd got us doing right now. If we see it, we make the audible, you know. If we right, you know, if we wrong, we're going to talk about it after the play. We're going to talk about it in the meeting room. But most likely, I feel like how he's coaching us, we're going to be right 9 times out of 10.
One more, please.
Does that kind of excite you? Because that's something you really hadn't, you know, of it, to this point in your career, so that's a, you know, decent change.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, I just can't wait to get out there in regular season and show the world.
Great. Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate y'all.